We go down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Welcome in the head coach of the Phoenix Coyotes and also the head coach of Team Canada's entry at next month's World Hockey Championships in Belarus. Dave Tippett joins us right now. Dave, thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. And I guess I'm curious, how does this come about? How do you agree and sign on to be the head coach for Team Canada next month?
Well, it actually came up pretty quickly there. We were fighting for that playoff spot right down to the last couple games. So the management team and stuff for the Canadian team had been together for a while, but I think they were kind of waiting to see who was going to be available. And when we got knocked out, Rob Blake called me and asked me if I'd be interested in helping out. And anytime you can work with Hockey Canada and be involved in a team for your country, that's a no-brainer. You jump in.
So it was a pretty instantaneous response for you?
Yeah, no, that's not even a question. If I got asked, I would go and help out any way I can.
For a guy like you, and coaching is so much in your blood, and this game is so much in your blood, and obviously disappointed what happens in the regular season, but the opportunity to keep focused on hockey, how much do you embrace that?
Hey, you always embrace it. I always tell players that have the opportunity to go or play longer, you should program your mind into coaching or playing into mid-June, because if you ever get in the Stanley Cup Finals, that's the mindset you have to have. So anything you can do to challenge yourself and move forward, I think it's every player or coach should take that opportunity. The great thing from a coaching standpoint is you learn a lot about other players on other teams. You learn, you know, a lot from the coaches you're working with. The hockey world is such a vast expansion. You get to delve into different things than maybe you get in a day-to-day NHL job. So it's a great experience.
Dave Tippett's with us here on The Big Show. He's the head coach for Team Canada at the World Hockey Championships next month. You have been involved in a Worlds before as an assistant. In 2009, you won silver in Switzerland. I guess take us back to that experience and what you took from that.
Well, it was we worked worked with Barry Trotz, and Lindy Ruff was the head coach, and real good staff, real good team, and it's the experience, the things you take out of it is you got to get your group together as quickly as you can, and you got to continue to try to improve every game, you know, in the tournament. And every year is a different year, different players, obviously. But the ability to get your group together quick is the biggest thing you take from the experience you've had there.
How do you do that? Like, what are some things that you might be able to impart in making sure this group can come together quickly?
Well, we're only going to have a couple days. There's a couple things I've looked at so far. As one, we have a very good blueprint of the style of play we want, from a couple months ago from the Olympic team. And, players there embraced that style, and Canada, and basically it's just a hard Canadian style is what it is, and it worked. So we've got a pretty good blueprint there. The other thing I believe in, I really think you got to get players into roles, figure out where they fit on the group and get them, buying into those roles so they feel like they can contribute. And if you get as many guys in those situations as you can, I think everybody feels like they got a part of it and they've got to do their job, and you can move the team ahead a lot quicker.
When you're playing so far away from North America, like you're in Belarus, that's a ton of time zones away. Is there an inherent challenge along with that too?
Well, I think we'll be over there long enough. We're going over to Zurich, Switzerland. I think the players are leaving on the 3rd, and so we're going to spend 4 or 5 days there. We're going to play against Switzerland in an exhibition game, and then go over to the tournament starts the 9th. So hopefully the players will be well adjusted by the 9th when it comes around, and you'll be even though it is such a long ways away. Hopefully everybody will have their time zone set, and we can put that behind us and play well.
Happy to have Dave Tippett on the program, the head coach of the Phoenix Coyotes, the head coach of Team Canada at next month's World Hockey Championships in Belarus. He joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. You mentioned it a little earlier. You know, you always jump when you have an opportunity to represent your country or work with Hockey Canada. You had an opportunity to play in two Olympic Games in 1984 and 1992, and now your second opportunity to coach here with Team Canada at the Worlds. How much does it mean to you being able to represent your country internationally?
Well, it means a great deal, and like you say, I got into it very young. I always get asked about the Olympics because I played once as an amateur and once as a pro, and there's always the question, should it go back to amateur or stay with pro? I really believe the top players in the world playing on the Olympic stage is very good for our game, but every time, every one of my experiences, whether it's been a player or a coach, you know, it's a real honor to play for your country. And whenever you get that opportunity, you should look at it as an honor and go and make sure you do the best job you can.
You got an opportunity to play with that national team program, too. And understandably, it no longer exists the way it did before. But that was kind of a unique situation that you were in. Can you kind of take us back to the, I guess, mid-'80s when you were going on the tour with that Canadian national team?
Yeah, early 80s, 83, living in the International Hotel right downtown Calgary there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a group of junior and college players. We had a blast that year. We played a lot in Europe, and, you know, you're all young kids. Dave King worked us like dogs. We had two-a-days right into January and just drove us hard. But we had a good group of guys. We went, and, I mean, in that Olympics where you're playing against all the top European teams, we ended up losing in the bronze medal game, but you know, you're playing Russia with Tretiak and the KLM line. They're all pros playing over there. So we were a bunch of young kids, but we played our hearts out, and it was a great experience. We still have a lot of great friends off that team.
The World Championships has taken on a very interesting kind of form for Team Canada over the last number of years because of when it takes place. The best players can't go over there, so a lot of the players are coming from the non-playoff teams, and there's some disappointment that goes along with that. And you as well, you know, you're disappointed as to what happened in the regular season. So how do you as a coach kind of get it so that these players get their focus back on a winning mentality and making sure this is something that is a high priority for them?
Well, I think what you do is you have to make sure you present the opportunity in front of them very clear. I mean, this is an opportunity to, you know, bring a team together quickly with Canadian pride, the opportunity to win, and every player, ultimately, the challenge of competing and winning is what the game's about. So you make sure all those building blocks are in place. The one thing the management team of Team Canada has done is that I've really liked is they've really they've gone to players that have shown a great deal of interest in playing. When a player kind of hums and haws or not sure if they want to go, they've gone to players that that say, hey, I'm all in, let's go. So that mindset of a player is very beneficial to the coaching staff going over there.
Dave Tippett's with us. Just a couple more. It's a different tournament. You're playing a lot of games in the round robin, and there's more countries involved. You've got games against France this year, and games against Italy, the really non-traditional hockey countries. I mean, is that something that you embrace, getting an opportunity to see other teams and teams that you would generally not see? Like, how do you kind of approach the different nature of this tournament?
Well, you do play some teams, and it's very different in the aspect of. In the NHL, you go into a game, you know the other team, you know their star players, you know how they play. And really, when you get into some of these games over there, especially early in the tournament, you really got to gear to get your team together and get what you're doing. So you recognize who you're playing against and maybe a style that they play, but there's less emphasis put on their individual players than say, you would naturally do in the NHL. But early in the tournament, it's all about getting our team together and making sure that we're playing the right way, and hopefully the results follow.
How do you, I mean, you're the opportunity to work with the two coaches you're going to work with, Peter DeBoer and Paul Maurice. How much do you embrace kind of sharing some hockey ideas with those two?
Both of them. I talked to both of them and looking forward to that. My past experience coaching, it's, you know, you spend a lot of time together over there, and it always turns out to be a great experience. Hockey people, without question, they can sit around and talk hockey for hours. So it's great to hear other coaches' experience, other situations they've been in, you know, styles of play. And we're fortunate Paul Maurice has actually spent some time over in Russia coaching, so he'll have great insight on big ice stuff. So all those things, they help you as a coach, and they also make the trip very enjoyable.
You've coached against these two guys before, but what do you know about both Peter and Paul?
I know the two of them are really good friends. I think one was in the other one's wedding, so they're very friendly. But both of them real strong coaches. You know, you get a feel for the other coach you're coaching against and whether their team is prepared or where they're at. And both of them do a very good job. And obviously, Paul's done it for a long time. Pete's come in and really, you know, his teams are very sound structurally. So both real good coaches. I'm looking forward to working with them.
How do you kind of gauge the makeup of the players on your team and what you know so far?
I like it. It's, there's a good mix of some good veteran players. We've got, Burroughs, Bieska, Mathot, Chimera is a good veteran player. And then some very good young players that are really looking forward to opportunity. Perron and Hodgson, Monahan, all real good young players that are hungry to play. So I think it's a good mix. I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
Well, final thought, and we're here in Calgary. There's so much excitement about 19-year-old Sean Monahan in his rookie season. You got to coach against him 4 or 5 times this year. What's your impression of Calgary's pretty promising young player?
You know, really, really talented young player. You could tell he... He played with a lot of confidence, which is, as a 19-year-old, sometimes is very difficult to do. But he jumped in games. He wanted to be a factor in games, and obviously highly skilled, but highly motivated too. I thought Bob did a great job with that team and keeping them focused all year. And players like Monahan really took a step forward. So I'm looking forward to working with him.
Dave, we really appreciate you taking some time with us this afternoon. Enjoy your experience in Belarus, and good luck at the World Hockey Championships next month. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, guys. Take care.
There is Dave Tippett, the head coach of the Phoenix Coyotes and the head coach for Team Canada at the World Hockey Championships.